Okay, for those online and everybody here, just want to add, we're pending the attorney. If we don't get anything back within here, minutes, we will start without him and then we're going. A reminder, the meeting's recorded, so if you have a cell phone, please silence it.
Get the incinerator, the gas go this way, and the push this way.
So the line is very garbled tonight.
Okay, we will, I know I'm pointing the wrong direction, but we'll make sure that everybody, if you speak, please do so loud and crisp so that we can get it. So, Carol, along with you, who else is on the line, please? Who is 464-1828?
Mike Willis.
Okay, thank you, Mike. And then 402-630-7325? Oh. How about the 203-5338? That just dialed in?
It's Heather Branton.
Okay, thank you. And there's the attorney. So when he makes it here, I'm not even going to let him sit down, and we'll just go right into the... With that, it is Wednesday, July 1st. Time now is 6:32 p.m. A reminder, this meeting is being recorded. We've got folks online and have one here. So would you please stand if you're able and bring in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. And a finance officer, call the roll.
Hertz here.
Me? Here.
Nunes here. Mueller's here.
All right, so we have four members present and zero absent. So we do have a quorum. This meeting is now in session. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, and I have a change for the council. Item number 11C, which was a If you have the amended agenda, then you should see that that item from your old agenda was removed. So you do not need to actually do anything with that item. So in that case, please take a look at the agenda if there's any issues, changes, otherwise. Action, please.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
I second.
Any other comments or discussions on that? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So we are now working on the agenda. Just provides. All right, next item up are the minutes from June 1, 2026, regular meeting.
Make a motion to approve the city council meetings of June 1,
2026. Second. Okay, so Steve made the motion and Caitlin seconded. To accept the minutes of June 1, 2026 regular meeting as presented. Discussion or questions? Nothing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. Next up are the claims.
Find those on pages 4. Four through 11. Sorry. If you have questions, let me know.
What is three up that I heard it?
43?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad that the streets were cleaned up. But I'm still new and I'm still learning. But something like still, we have somebody out of town, out of state, come in and do it. Shouldn't that be something that should be approved by the council? Or let know?
So as far as this case, this is just kind of a standard item. This was new this year for the hire street sweeper to come in. But given the dollar amount, we have it done since ours is done. It's another service item. It's the way we certainly looked at it.
And Don had looked around, too, at different places that might do it. There was only one other one that had come up out of Castlewood, and they were significantly higher. And in visiting with, his name is Doug. Next, if we agree to contract with him, he said next year will be probably closer to 35. So, but this year it was 5,500 just because he had never been here, didn't know what to expect. He had kind of seen the whole machine. But he said after this, we need to.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
It's just that when I saw it and I had heard the wind say how much it was, I didn't stir the wind up too much. So.
Yeah, okay. He was significantly cheaper and nobody else had it.
Okay.
Yeah, and certainly in this case, we did reach out. I did reach out to try to find other cities to either do a straight rental that we would just go pick up and do ourselves. Somebody that would do it and through other cities, and this is one of them that came back. And so after going through the other ones and looking at the analysis and concern that he came and did everything for that cost, he did everything. The city provided a little bit of water. Okay.
So we are going to contract him again, or
just because the street sweeper itself is on its way out and parts and things like that are very hard to find and are super expensive. So to contract it out for, $3,500 a year, that's very cheap for one time a year.
And that's going to be in the spring or the fall?
Ideally in the spring. Because we are going to do it again about to visit with him about May.
Will this be included in the bids and services report that we approve for the next year? That way, answering his question, the council approves it.
I think it's something that we can continue some discussion. We just given the cost. This is just something that normal because utilities, for camera and things like that, they get a hold of service providers to come in and do it.
And the cost of goods and services is more for like what the city provides rather than the other way.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you put it on the council as approval that this is an ongoing service that we're going to contract. Maybe we don't need to.
Maybe where it probably is appropriate as we work the budget for streets department.
That's probably what needs to be.
Because that's probably something that could easily have I would say the budget for it if we're going to do this, just like when when they call the guys down the camera of a sewer system or something, there's a...
I think that needs to be included in the budget and continue with this individual.
That way, and that way we're all to the understanding, too, that we're, at least for the near to midterm, the city itself is kind of out of street sweeping.
Right.
We're not going to replace that sweeper for $100,000+ and stuff, so unless it comes up. And then provided there's a contract, and how long it is, that could be another thing too. So
what are we going to do with the old sweeper?
I like that. they can move on to a new place.
Okay.
We got it, but this actually, they did a fantastic job, and the fact that it's a piece of equipment that just sits around. It's 360 some odd days out of the year, so why are we trying to pay to maintain something? But we can, the first number that came in was kind of sticker shock, and so we're still contemplating what do we do, but once we got this, it worked out pretty well. So.
Okay. I mean.
And he did a good job. In fact, the only real thing that came up with that whole street sweeping thing, we're kind of over here, but it was so short notice of getting the word out so folks could get some trailers and stuff off, which is another pitch for get on a freighter out, because that was the message that went out, as we only had a few days notice, when he was in the area to do this, and that's which would be too short of a time period for things like paper. Sorry, we went a little long on that.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, hearing none, is there any action on claims?
I'll make a motion to approve the claims.
Second.
Steve made a motion and Caitlin kind of seconded to approve the claims as presented. Any other comments or discussion or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And the next item up is the finance officer.
Anything else standing or out of the ordinary?
I make a motion to approve the financial officer's report.
I'll second. So Cheryl made the motion to accept the finance officer's report as presented. Larry has seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. And finance officer's report is accepted. We have no donations tonight. That moves us into the public comment period. This is an opportunity for those in attendance to address the city council. Each person has 3 minutes to speak. Comments made during public appearance, comment, maybe on any subject, here is brief reason. Comments made during the public appearance, comment period of the agenda may be on any subject. There shall be no personal attacks against the mayor, members of the city council, city staff, or any other entity. So at this time, if there's any members of the public that would like to speak, for those online, please, if you can, raise your hand, or we will get you in order. So we have one in the room, so please, if you're in the room, come to the podium or online, tell us who you are and where you live.
I am Bass Branson, live at 702 11th Street here in Springfield. I have a handout for you, but if you guys are okay, let me hand this out to you before I start speaking. Is that okay?
Sure.
I promise it's not a lawsuit.
Pocket
sticker. I promise I have no debt losses. So.
Pocket sticker.
I'm taking. I'll be really quick. But what I have here for you is a proposal. Good evening, Mayor and members of the Council. I'm here tonight proposing an amendment to Title 11, Chapter 114 of the Municipal Code regarding alcoholic beverages. Currently, Springfield restrictions do not allow eating establishments to utilize public sidewalks for outdoor dining spaces that include alcohol service. Under South Dakota Codified Law 35477.1, the state explicitly grants municipalities the authority to grant permit regulation of sidewalk cafes. Passing this ordinance will bring Springfield in line with neighboring regional hubs like Yankton, allowing our local businesses to expand their footprint and increase revenue by vibrant outdoor seating options for residents and visitors alike. This draft contains clear safety guidelines and to protect your public safety and accessibility. I respectfully ask the council to place this ordinance on the agenda for a formal first reading at the next scheduled meeting. Y'all know I've got the Springfield General Store. I'm not trying to be a worker. That's the last thing I'm doing tonight. When you build something, you build it from your own experiences, right? And 9 years of living overseas, thanks to the military. A lot of my experience is sitting in outdoor cafes. That's what I always do. What I'd like to be able to do is just have I'd be able to serve somebody a glass of wine or a beer, and sit there and watch the sunset. And I close at 8 o'clock for the hours. So it's not like we're in competition with anybody. The very first page here is a letter to you guys about this, and I did go down. I would have done everybody that's on Main Street, but I did the six because I ran out of room. But I've got support from all the other businesses in downtown Springfield for this as well. Next page is just a little thing for that I put together for positive economic analysis. It's going to increase revenue generation. It expands the local tax base, and it contributes to downtown revitalization of traffic, which is honestly wonderful. You know, the next two pages, you see I have a draft there of the set of where I'm talking about. I measured out 5 feet just using some imagery, and you can see what it would be. I'll make sure it's delineated on the ground there, no alcohol beyond this point. Make sure 5 feet is left for everyone. And y'all probably already seen my tables and chairs that are against the windows. They're there. And then the last two pages, I did a rough draft for you of what an ordinance could look like. And obviously, y'all have to make that just as a guide. And I put everything in there. So I just like if y'all can hear that. 3 minutes is up. So good to go. Any questions for me? Or if you do, you all know what
to do. Well, thank you. Since you provided this as a handout, I assume it's okay that we post it on the website.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Other items.
Yeah, this is all yours. And, like that one. Take that one.
Actually, has it maybe just tail on
scale on. No, I got an extra.
Oh, you had an extra?
Oh, perfect.
Yep. Pretty good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got it.
Are there any other public comments? Anyone online?
Yes, this is Carol Hagan, 712 Lakeview Circle Drive. It may just be me or my phone, but the sound quality, I am probably getting 1 out of 10 words in this new line. I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that.
Carol, part of it probably is that due to the migration, we've had some technical difficulties. So our hopes are that that will be worked out before the next meeting. So okay. Apologies that it's kind of hard to hear.
Well, it's not hard. It is all just, it's a big garbled mess.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the feedback. I'll touch a little bit more on that when we get to the report side of what we're going on with the migration. But thanks for the feedback.
I'd be willing to put my phone on speaker so she could call my cell phone if she would want to hear better.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a word. I could not distinguish any of the words you just said. Sorry.
It's actually, yeah, so... Unfortunately, we'll do this. This is being recorded in the room, so I think if you do miss anything when it's posted, we'll do that. But we definitely appreciate the feedback and we'll, to knowing how it's coming out on your end. because that's important for us to be able to work on it. So. Okay. Any other comments or questions online or public comments or actually anybody else online? How are you hearing us? Heather, are you able to hear us okay? Or Mike?
I am.
Okay.
It's kind of tough, guys.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for your feedback as well, and we'll keep tracking on that since we just changed and see if we need to change the room setup again or make sure our software and everything is going. So we'll do some tests before the end of the next meeting. Okay. Moving on, then the next item on the agenda is official correspondence. We did receive a letter from the South Dakota Department of Legislative Audit addressed to Amanda Larson, Finance Officer. We have reviewed and accepted your audit report on the municipality of Springfield for the year ending December 31, 2024. Our review was limited to the report and did not include a review of the working papers. Our limited review does not constitute a pre-issuance review. It is our understanding that the Springfield Times is the official newspaper of the municipality of Springfield. If this is not the case, please inform me of the name of the current official newspaper, and please present a copy of this letter to the governing board to indicate our acceptance of the audit report. Yours truly, Russell A. Olson, Auditor General, State of South Dakota Department of Legislative Audit. So it has duly been announced that it is there. So, and yes, the Springfield Times is the newspaper of record. Okay, department reports. You can see what you have there. And since I'll brief by exception, since it was just on there, Amanda and Kayla have been, and all the city employees have been incredibly patient this week, because we did the migration, the South Dakota secure migration, and, didn't go smooth. So, if anybody ever emailed the city or any one of the .govs the last week and got a kickback, that was why. I know there were some that came in. Some things on the SharePoint, all these things are still ongoing. So, please be patient with us, remembering that this program transfers what we were paying for under MS-365 on our emails and SharePoints and things under the state program that was approved by the legislature, thus removing our financial responsibility to pay for it. So that is the good part on the end, but it's run into some bumps in the road, so. Can't say enough for the folks that have been working with it and Amanda and Kayla here, particularly since they're a large chunk of the migration and frustrations the last couple of weeks. So please bear with it. Those of you that are getting ones, the council members, of course, you won't undergo this because you're a council, just be new. It's the migration piece from those that already have it.
And yours will be forthcoming. I just don't have the instructions yet until we get the bugs worked out on our
So actually, in the short term right now, there still are two accounts that those folks that are in it, particularly the finance office, has to deal with because there's stuff on the old ones that they did and built, and it's fantastic, but it came. So, as always, just go home and consult Microsoft a little bit and say, it will be okay. And next time somebody asks us if we want to be an early adopter on a technology piece, we might just say no. Even if we got to be an extra bill for a year. Okay, with that, otherwise you have the department reports.
A couple things I did want to highlight, though. There's finance office one. One, for Gary's seasonal wage so that we can get that added to the paper. And then the other was the infrastructure plan on one of the agendas. It was posted on there. That was a boo-boo on my end. So it is not on the agenda for tonight. And the reason for that is because the document that was online or whatever, I did not have the ability to edit, so I couldn't do any changes. So I'm working with District 3 to do that, so I'll put it back on once I have, like, something to do. So it's all pretty to go. So just a little clarity.
And then I will add the one thing. I did go to the Department of Transportation STIP meeting, which is their four-year capital improvement meeting last week in Yankton. There is a virtual version online if anybody would like to see it. The one in Yankton just kind of focused on our area. So between 2027 to 2030 in the Springfield or Springfield area, really the only thing we're going to see next year, they will do some chip seal. Of course, they're working on 37 right now and Tyndall, but in our area will be some chip seal. In 2028, there will be some work done on the Chief Standing Bear Bridge. Nebraska does the work. South Dakota pays some of the funding. Potentially one lane for periods of time, but it's just some normal maintenance that comes up. And then the other thing, the program they're working, we're not on it yet. In 2031, Tyndall and Avon are, I believe, next year. As DOT is working to replace all the sidewalks in these towns. Well, Springfield's on for 2031, and as it currently stands, they've been here already. They've done some surveying, probably looking at getting sidewalks all the way from assisted living and then finally getting it all the way out past the school out to their cases. But then all of Main Street will be done. So, again, Tyndall and Avon are up for next year, so if you want to see how things are going, then keep an eye on that. But they have already done some preliminary work, some surveying, stuff like that. So. This is part of a much larger program. Okay, so. There have been a couple questions recently about some of the curb and stuff on Main Street, and we have questions on our own as we get ready to tear down those buildings one of these days. Remember, the state owns the sidewalks. Unless there's a real critical issue, crumbling, safety thing. Nobody's really interested in putting too much money into the, you know, repairing some of that crumbling curb zoning that's coming up. So if it's a safety issue, something like that, but otherwise we've kind of got to grin and bear it and realize that in a few years we'll get several $100,000 worth of nice new sidewalks. So that is coming. As a standard. And then with that, before I walk out of that one, we do have Garrett here. So I want to recognize him. We're not going to talk about it, probably a topic, but I'm going to talk to him after the meeting. We have some action. But I do want to congratulate him for graduating LAT. I went up to his graduation along with Larry. And along the course of that, I learned that Garrett had received one of the weekly leadership awards for his time. And that's a peer award, I believe. So very good on Garrett and very good on the reflecting our police department. He was mentioned by their student speaker during the graduation, being probably the smallest department represented in the class. But we look good. It was a good broad class. I think a good education and a good networking opportunities. And now that he's certified, it's a little more of a game on. So we are excited to have that. It's been a little while since we had a certified officer. So right now we're living through a frustration with the vehicle, but we already got the new one ordered. So we will deal with the current issue that remains. We get a better report, but I think we'll figure it out so we can get on the balance. Anything you want to say about your class and your time or? Back to playing ball again with Lesterville, so. Good, so. You see the Yankton paper, he got his name in there the other day. Yes. Good. But, that will move on.
You said that.
Oh, by the way, he's, by the way, part of the graduation and part of Carrick's coming on, the police department does have new badges and they are numbered. So he's number 101. So they didn't know how many police officers we had before, so they had not been numbered in the past. Now they are, so they are. He can tie to the paper.
Will this be on the next agenda with like more information or a pay raise or something to certify base, or should I recognize the paper now?
I would recognize him in the paper now because the certified the pay, that was actually a part of the hire. So the day after he was certified, there was a 50-cent an hour increase on that. So that's actually was a part of the deal. He gets certified.
You said something about ship sailing on Main Street. When did you say that was going to happen?
It doesn't say specifically Main Street, just the highways. So highways 37, 50, 52 will receive various ship sealed vectors. So I don't have the specific.
So what about the parking lot on Main Street? Who's responsible for that?
Well, Don went out and painted. You're talking about the center lines?
Well, the lines from the curb out. He only, I could be wrong, but far as I know, he just did the little bit of the curb and up.
Which is true. That's what he did on the curb. So,
and
I recall never really seeing it done before.
And it looks good from what he did, but you know, the lines out needs to be painted.
We can visit again. Kind of reminder, he's a one man show right now, but I frankly don't recall us ever doing it. That doesn't mean we can't do it in the future, but I don't recall.
Is that something that the state would do? Because this is old Highway 37?
They do the center line.
Yeah.
I think once you get off on the side, they're not.
That's our responsibility.
Not doing that. They do the signage for, you know, the handicapped area and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I just don't recall in my history seeing those. So
anyway, though, what is it? Because I don't like my phone going off, regardless of that puppy off or not. Tyndall had somebody come in and do those parking lines. I could get in touch with somebody over there and see.
Right, but they're not dealing with state highway.
They're
like
doing
we are.
Main Street.
Right, but that's not state highway. This is state highway.
Yeah, there are a couple.
So places. We need to differentiate between if it's the state's responsibility or if it's the city's responsibility.
Okay.
But I think on that parallel side, if you do want to reach out as a council member to them and see what it cost them.
Does the
city own
their own lines?
Yeah.
The city guys.
Okay.
They hire summer help, and usually the summer.
And they have quite a few summer help this year. They have like 10 summer help.
Bring them over here and put her up.
Well, they are training, we won't get into Tyndall business, but yeah, they do have, this year they did surge a large number of high school kids, I think, so.
So you're going to give me permission to look and see?
No, by all means, but you need to take if you want to take a look either Kindle or find out what.
Okay.
Like that would be by all means, and we have the legal responsibility. We'll kind of reach out to the state and see if we need to have anything. That's done. Make sure we're not restricted because it is a state highway. There may be restrictions on what. Okay. So then moving on to the water treatment plant.
Yeah, everything right now is working on getting closed out for the requirements. Substantial completion is done, and so now we're getting into a point where we'll get that finalized out. We will have an open house at some point in the future in the city. Folks are paying $20 a month, deserve to see what $10.5 million or $20 a month like. So we will have an open house as they can get a date here and narrow down, and then a little later, late summer or fall, so the guys can get in. They pretty well got it cleaned up, I think. When they got all the stuff from the old one out, it was a mess, but I think put away. They're hot and handy now out on the streets. But that's where we are. We own it. And so far, working well. So please find somebody to buy water. I'm not going to get into Scotland's business, but we don't have to worry about water restrictions. So be thankful of that. All right. Next item, just old business.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Can we go back to the, we should talk a little bit about the airport. It's from what I understand is that the noxious weeds back up. Especially on the grassland
border. Yep, went forward with Don Scullin. He's being sprayed once, so he's going to have to continue that until he plants.
Okay.
We already know what the consequence is if we don't make it. So.
Yeah, because what was it? He had talked to him. To some people over in Tyndall, and the guy said, stick a disc in it. And the guy looked at him kind of funny, like, what is a disc? And he's supposed to be a farmer. But I guess that's what happens when you no-till all the time. So,
I do have a question too on the airport. We did put in around the hangars of maintenance. Just driving by the airport a week ago, looks like some of these individuals are not maintaining around their hangars. There's one specific theft. And I don't know why it looks like it's about 12 feet behind the hangar has not been maintained. I'm not sure why that is.
If somebody's been contacted or remind them it's their responsibility. If they're not doing it, then we don't want it.
Did you ever find the electrical lines so that they have electricity and
so the advisory board right now is that's not a high priority. Way that it was put in the first place. It's on the radar. So right now, it's not a. And to be factual on that, none of those hangar owners have come to the city about it. Elizabeth is. Okay, then I guess we're into old business, so we are now into the topic we just kind of got done with a little bit. This will be the third first reading of Ordinance 625, Section 90.020, Noxious Weeds and Plants. All right, so with that, this being a first reading again, we'll walk through the steps. The first item will be the first step is council discussion on the ordinance. And we have, of course, city attorneys here who help prep. So Any changes from the second first reading, and we'll go from there.
So I believe you should have the correct copy now with the additional exception regarding exception to cut areas that would present a danger of personal physical harm due to topographical and features. Other than that, there were no other significant changes.
Page 32. Yeah.
Second.
So it's the exception that's under item A, under 90.021. Don't have any discussion over the next, because we'll come back to council discussion again. So the next step, there's no one in the room. So those that are online, it's now open for public comment on this ordinance. If anyone would like to make a comment.
This is Carol Hagan. What I could hear, it sounds like you were talking about the exception. I guess the question there I really would like to see defined is who will determine what this applies to. And that's my question.
Sure. So as written, that would be the city would make those exceptions to do so. So there's
who in the city?
In the event, there are areas that are not being cut or treated. If the city were to enforce this ordinance by either cutting or treating it themselves and bringing an action, then it would be, if the action is brought in court, then ultimately a judge would determine, based on the evidence presented, whether an area is unable to be cut as a result of topographical or wetland features. So if it is enforced by judicial action, the final determination would be with the courts. Yeah, that's the best explanation I have for you. I mean,
I still come back to who's going to decide if it's going to be enforced.
So Carol, I think
board.
So I think paragraph B explains it, and it's pretty much the same as any ordinance. It lays out that the street superintendent, street maintenance workers, or person in charge of the streets can destroy all such weeds. So it would start with the street superintendent and then would come up through the city, which would be myself. Council members also have that ability to bring that up to the city to do that. So very similar like any other ordinance that, you take a look at it. If it's out of compliance, then get a notice out. In this case, it would be the same thing. That's an area that meets the requirements listed in there. And would meet that exception.
Would this fall under the appeals process, like for anything else?
I'm just going to have to back out. I cannot understand everything you're saying, so I'm just going to have to back out of this conversation. I'm sorry. The line is too garbled for me.
So I guess the last comment is, this fall under the appeals process? I guess I'll pass that off to Bo, but if it's an ordinance, you know, that.
Well, I guess that's what I was wondering, if the superintendent says this needs to be done and the individual says, well, I can't do this, can they go through an appeals process just like we do with other issues? Why would this not?
Because this isn't related to planning and zoning.
Okay.
And the board of adjustment that would hear appeals that you might be referring to.
Yes.
Really has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I mean, if it is enforced, then the appeal happens through the courts.
Okay.
So, that being said, the implementation, obviously, of this is a little more collective and obviously has to be somewhat subjective. So, which is part of the reason why it's not going to be that, it can't be that specific to narrow that down. Otherwise, you start having folks that don't have an issue that want to do it. But I think like anything else, we can't do that. But it does lie within the city. It would start with street superintendent that does this and then moves on. And we have like a police officer, police department here. They have a portion of this too, what they see, you know, things like that. So identify an area that cannot do this. And, you know, as a reminder, it doesn't necessarily It doesn't remove the property owner's responsibility to deal with noxious weeds, per se. So there's modern technology. We got to deal with weeds in a number of different ways. So the property owner certainly has to make that effort to deal with that stuff. Same time. So.
If there's a disagreement between somebody that is trying to identify a plant, who's the expert you call in to give their expert diagnosis? This plant is such and such. For example, I might see something as an ornamental grass, and somebody else would see something much different.
Keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it starts, because they're defined by plant. It's not going down there.
Well, that's my point. You know, my opinion is such, isn't necessarily true. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if we need an expert, where do we go?
Don't call me.
Yeah, we do have. Certainly the weed board, which identifies things along with the state by name, and then if we need to, there is the ability to reach out to them or to the state to say, okay, this is to make sure that it meets that definition. So, in a couple of these areas, we may be into some water, some nature areas that we may back like the fishing park or something. So hearing no other public comment, then I would bring it back to the board, to the council for further discussion and action.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the first reading of Ordinance 625, Section 90.020, Noxious Weeds and Plants as presented.
I'll second. So Steve has made the motion and Larry has seconded to accept the first reading of Ordinance 625, amending sections 9.020 noxious weeds and plants as presented tonight. Any additional discussion or comments before moving to a vote? As this is the first reading, this will be a voice vote, and second reading will be at the next council meeting, provided this is the. Are there any other council items of discussion? This is on the website. If it's out there, I won't reiterate that again. Not if it becomes the first reading, so that folks will have an opportunity to look at it and provide feedback in between. That's the second reading, public comment. There's no other discussion. Then, as per voice vote, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. So the motion passes. The first reading is approved. And we'll now move on to the second reading at the next regular August 3rd. All right, next item up on old business is the personnel policy manual, section 4, recruitment and selection.
The new or suggested amendments are either the strikeouts or in red. So you'll see those. You know, have questions, amendments.
I just have a couple on page 52. Last sentence. Individuals who are hired may be required. I'd like that changed to will be required. I do not like the term reasonable. It's subjective. What I feel is reasonable, somebody else may not feel is reasonable. I think we need specifics there. That's my concern with that page. And on page 55, I think we should have the first sentence, we have a distance, residency or distance, but then on the last paragraph, we say established residence within the city. So to me, they kind of contradict each other. And then I also think we should have a clause in there that says something to the effect that the 6 months, if the employee is actively trying to get...
Hold on one second.
Am I missing something?
No, they're both the same policy. The last one was an oops.
Okay.
For some reason, I should...
Okay, so I don't...
The first one, that is technically page 52, is that same one. The strikeout is what's showing on...
Okay.
So page 53, 54, and 55 were inadvertently included in this particular packet. From the
disregard them.
What the red change?
They're out of order.
There's 212s. So the one with the red mark.
So once the red is the one that
the
would
current
be,
version that we're discussing. I thought
you were
turned off after
my. No, in other words, you're saying 53, 54, and 55 is all incorporated in the 52?
No.
If you look at the top. Yes, just take it back.
Just page
55 goes away, right?
Yes.
And they're not entirely in.
Okay.
Also, take a look at pages 45 to 48. Pages 47 or 48 basically regurgitate what's on 45 to 46. I don't understand what the intent is here.
I just table this motion. It's actually postponing it. Tabling it moves to a different part of tonight's meeting, so we can postpone it. Okay.
I make a motion that we postpone it for the August 3rd meeting.
Are there any other votes that
Larry's comment.
Yeah, besides like the double A.
That's all I had.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so is
there... I second her.
So, and we did learn, you know, finance school taught a new thing called postpone.
Yeah, I'm having to direct any of this in time.
We got this little book in there.
You like
in Robert's Rules, and somebody said we should accept it. You know, that book is this big.
You all should be taking that class, I think.
All right, so Cheryl has made the motion to postpone this until the August 3rd, 2020. Per the ask of the city finance officer, and Kayla has. Given the proper word. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Vote nay. So we'll be back on August 3rd and get a singular version out. The nuisance property updates for the Jones property. We're again trying to work through with some funding from GOAD. I talked to District 3 last week. It sounds like GOAD is maybe moving some of their priorities on how they do this. So it's not a no. It's just we don't have a formal request, and they just had a recent meeting. So I still want to pursue that, to do that so that we can get lined up and start getting rid of these things. And then the second part of that is that Brownfield, we're on their list. It's a funded program. So to come and check for asbestos and those kind of things that would be in that hand. So do that. And I apologize. It's hard. I thought we maybe would move a little faster, but it's not that fast. So but we do own them, so they're our responsibility. So we're going to keep working. You know, Don's got the trailer out of there, cut some trees and things out of the back, so they have a little bit done so far this year. Any questions on the Jones properties since they are ours? So the next thing too is with the council is as we kind of look forward, what do we do with them? And getting that stuff out of there, so that's something for you guys to think about too. So. Because I have not had anybody come up and run and ask me that they would like to buy it when they're done. So, and then number two, the what we're calling the formal Richie property, both sent a letter with just a little update on what to do. Again, we're kind of back in the point where there hasn't been some work done. Although I did see an advertisement on Facebook for somebody to come and haul aluminum away. So not entirely a zero, but they're definitely, things have definitely slowed down from there. So, you're documenting it. That will, and, of course, other properties, we've gone through the records, we've identified at least one other property in town. Then at one time had council action on it for some remediation of that type. Bulls on how we move forward and document it, but it was voted on by the council similar to the remediation. So I think that will be coming up for you guys fairly shortly. I don't want to get into any specific details. We'll make sure we have everything ready so that essentially that will be back to something that is valid and get it back in forced or move it off so that it's not getting it out there and continue to work with the other ones. So please keep, for the council, please keep on the weed thing. Not just weeds, but that's with that. Okay, on the new business. The audit engagement that I will pass out.
You'll find a letter in there from Sawfish, and on page 62 at the bottom of the rails,
paragraph. The cost for the 2025 component is $21,000. And it's high because we have so much. So that's why it's so much more. When you have over the $500,000, you get bumped up to the next audit level. So 2025 definitely have that in there.
We will not have that in 2026, but something significantly changed. The additional total.
If it's approved, then they plan to be here like the end of August. Not so August 3rd, but they confirmed August.
And to clarify, this is for them to come and do on it. So this is essentially.
I make a motion to have an audit engagement letter from Shell Fishing.
Right. So Caitlin made the motion, Steve was seconded to accept 2025 audit engagement letter from Shell Fishing Company as presented. Any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I don't care. Opposed nay. That passes. We'll get that back to Shell and Fish so they can solidify their camera. All right, next item up is a budget resolution for the EMT class, resolution 2026-3, to amend the ambulance budget. I'll let them kind of touch on this. Was money around.
Yes, when they did their training for the EMTs, that's when they were looking for the donations that were provided from various entities that were already through the previous meetings. So this is just basically saying that we're going to use that money to fund and amend the budget.
The donations, right?
This is basically saying we're going to use those donations for the EMT class, which was not previously budgeted for.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the resolution 2026-03, amending the ambulance budget.
Your second?
I'll second.
Okay, so Larry, Cheryl's made the motion and Larry seconded to accept the resolution 2026-03, amending ambulance budget as to that. All those in favor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. One abstention. That motion. And the next item, final item you should see is a request to waive a water deposit from Vance Granton, DBA, Granton LLC. See the letter there, which basically is asking him and restating, as he was here a little bit ago, that he has a 25th 8th Street, the old bank has been acquired. They're working to remodel that for retail. And their company also owns two additional properties on Walnut Street. So per the ordinance, has the full ability to come and ask for the water deposit to be waived for that
20. That's what, 150?
200.
So, and as per ordinance, its ability to come and request for the waive, and at the same time, after a year of good service, of course, you just a matter. Also, if they want to choose to do that, that's a commercial account.
I make a motion to waive the water deposit request by Mr. Vance Granton.
I'll second.
So Cheryl made the motion, came in second, to accept the water deposit waiver request from Vance Brandon, DE Brandon LLC. As presented, it's a request letter. Any further discussion, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. With that, I believe at this time, I do not have anything executive session. What I do ask, though, is, you know, we've actively advertised for a street position, so we are working those interviews and working those and hiring process. I wasn't ready for tonight, so I'd ask the council to please let the finance office know of availability, likely late next week, if we need to do a special meeting specifically to address that position and hiring. That's what would be. With Bo here, I want to verify that it would be predominantly all executive session with one piece, obviously, if there's any action, would have to be done outside the executive session. And my verification is if you're not able to be in person, we can do executive session over the phone.
Yes.
It likely would not be this number. We would, separate number just for that. This would still be active, whether it's out here or in the other room, so that when we open and any action we do, we would do along with this. If anybody's there. So I think we're on a path to right now, you know, maybe late next week. So, as we leave tonight, just make sure that to keep them informed and then what that status might be. And we'll look at times too. So if you're not available a certain part of the day, cause this doesn't have to be at 6:30 at night, this could be, earlier in the day as well. So to do that. I tend to like doing things to do an hour because you get the folks that do meals and stuff, but it's anybody wants to send it. I don't think it would take more than 15 minutes. So maybe a little more because there might be some discussion on some wages, stuff like that. So just to make sure we're up to date. What we're doing. Larry is a part of this as a council member, so I think we will have something. With that, I really don't have anything else. I know there's a little discussion. I have Garrett here. I'm going to talk to him offline. A couple of things that have happened since we got done with the vehicle. The police vehicle, the new one is ordered. Current one, that's in the shop again. But I think we have, well, I think I found a way forward. So, anything that comes of that, we will make sure that each trip is published regularly. Anyway, and then we'll continue with it. 4th of July this weekend. Obviously, things have started already. Fireworks are going off. But the big action probably really starts on Friday. So, Garrett got some experience with check days. Which is good because stars need to be that. So everything else is in line already. The permits are in. A little different this year with Dustin's bandstand in. So it's a little change on Main Street, but you see that Don's been getting off and Gary has helped get out the different signs and everything that's needed for the shuffle over the weekend to do that. So we are going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stuff going on. The weather looks hot.
Do you want to bring up the finance office as close to it's open?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So with that, the schedule coming up. The finance office is closed. Well, all city offices are closed July 3rd, which is the July 4th holiday. Obviously, some folks are working. But petitions for city elections are available starting July 3rd. They are available online from the Secretary of State's office. The office will be closed and they'll reopen on Monday. So if there is someone out there that would like a petition, they can go online, get that themselves, fill out, and
but make sure it's on the wrong directions and it needs to be notarized before any circulation.
And there is a longer, there is a longer petition period. Change in election, so petitions run through August 25th. So normally it was not. Why not?
Yes.
But again, although finance, although city offices are closed on the third, departments, I think most everybody on the city is just about working that day. Keep that in mind, and some of them will be working every day. And hopefully we have a successful and safe event here in town. And I haven't got a t-shirt, you don't have to buy one, but they are for sale. And they actually was. Okay. And then the next regular council meeting is Monday, August 3rd at 6:30 back here at the Union Center. And again, please, please keep the finance office for your availability next week, later Wednesday, Thursday. With that, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Cheryl, Caitlin's made the motion. Cheryl has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the poll name. It's 7:22 p.m. We are adjourned. Caitlin, I need to talk to you for 30 seconds.